excited to get started, but before we actually get into any real business, I'm going to turn things over to Scott here. He's got some announcements.
I have some info about that.
Hi, Happy New Year. Nice to see you guys. I apologize I can't stay. I have a Skype meeting set up since every road in Iowa will be covered with ice tomorrow morning. But I just wanted to touch base with you regarding the Singing Valentine's. So far, I have three confirmed quartets and one possible additional quartet. Does anybody have a link, Vince, or any of you guys know where I can get some roses at a good price? We got them on Amazon, I'm told, last year. Does anybody
Hobby
have
Lobby, but we usually get them.
Who?
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby.
You're talking about fake roses, not real roses.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, they rose. They give us a 50% discount.
Okay, I go by there every day. I'll stop in tomorrow afternoon and pick up a dozen. And if you have somebody contact you directly that needs a Valentine, please have them call me. I'll leave my phone number here, and we can set it up. Yes, sir.
There's a number on the website yet. It will. It has been in the past. Corey, whatever you are.
Oh, Greg, you just said that.
Greg, yeah.
What number?
Phone number for the Singing Valentine's.
I'm sure Greg did it. I don't remember.
Okay.
Do we have any lists from past years?
I do. I have the people that we had last year, and that I can send an e-copy and a digital copy of that, plus, which is mostly the retirement homes, and then on the back I had some individuals. So if an individual contacts you, just somehow get it back to me so I can get it scheduled. That way we can divide it up between the three, maybe four quartets. Last year, thanks to some very beyond the Call of Duty effort, we got it done, but we barely got it done. Hopefully this year we won't be scrambling quite so much, and it looks like we've got two quartets all day and one until four, so we should be okay. Just make sure I get the information so I can get it scheduled, and then next week I'll be able to stay with you all week, or all sessions.
Right.
And
3 hours on Monday's enough.
So we can make sure we have that done, and by then I'll have the roses. Do you want me to pick up cards as well as roses?
Jared, we made somebody printed the cards.
Is there a POI card somewhere?
Yeah, I updated it and sent it back to Greg, and I thought he was going to have it printed.
Okay. Well, maybe next week we'll have them. So we can make sure everybody gets one when they last off on Valentine's Day. So, anyway, thanks. Yes,
there we go. Thanks for your news.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. The check cleared. Good.
Man, a week, everybody.
It's a long time since I've had the clap, but it's okay. Thanks, guys. I apologize. I can't say, but if anybody has any questions, my number's on the website. Just give me a call.
Remember, Scott's not going to be here on the 14th.
I tried, but we have state and federal regulations that require our new employee orientations to happen within a certain time of the hire date. So I've got to do it. I can't get it. I tried already. They're like, yeah. So I'll be on stage all day, but I will be checking my phone. So if you need to call my cell phone, leave a message, and I'll be able to get right back.
I assume you'll have a backup, whether it's Tori or whoever we end up with.
For what?
For that day.
Oh, I'll talk to somebody in case there's someone that has to have it. Plus, I'll make sure that John and a few others have a copy of the latest iteration of the schedule, so we'll know who ordered and when they would expect us to be there. So
we'll get some last-minute calls on that day.
We usually do, we'll just have to deal with that. If I can get out of my training any earlier than possible, or maybe give them a longer lunch, I'll have some time. So, questions, comments, money, donations. Brent, thank you for changing your schedule.